Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Our Sports Break Edition today explores a story where there may have been a player that broke the color barrier of the MLB in the 19th century, and the first call of the Yankees, along with a pitching gem. These are just a few of the stories of team sports from June 21st coming up. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to a sports break for this date of June 21st. And you know, speaking of the date in the calendar, I have a breaking news report that the calendar may just be in trouble because I hear its days are numbered. Well, I had to throw that one in there. I heard that over a party, a barbecue this weekend, and I find it kind of chuckling. My timing might not have been as good as the person that told it, but it's funny nonetheless. Now, you know, we're going to talk a little bit of sports history because it's made every day of the year, and we're going to try to look for some of these great stories of team sports, especially in the Americas, and going to call out some players by jersey number where we can. Now, our numbers for today, for this June 21st episode, are the numbers 4, 5, and 14. We're going to start off in the 19th century, though. June 21st, 1879, infielder William White played as a substitute in one game for the team called the Providence Grays, and he might just have become the first African-American to play in the MLB. You see, White's light complexion gave onlookers the belief that he was a Caucasian, but in fact, he was a man of color. According to an article on Slate.com, William Edward White was born in 1860 to parents who were a Georgia businessman and one of his slaves. And she was of a mixed race herself. Very interesting story on Mr. William White. Now, June 21st, 1904, the Boston Herald reported a story of a Red Sox trade, and it said, quote, Daugherty as a Yankee, unquote. Well, that may sound kind of familiar to us today, but in fact, it was the first time and first known reference to any New York baseball club known as the Yankees. Remember, 1904, this is the franchise that formally became known as the Yankees 11 years later in 1913. June 21st, 1916, Boston Red Sox pitcher Rube Foster tossed a no-hit masterpiece against the New York Yankees for a 2-0 victory at Fenway Park. And on June 21st, 1938, baseball Pinky Higgins, third baseman of the Boston Red Sox, who wore number 5 that day, knocked out his 12th straight hit. The Red Sox were visiting the Detroit Tigers in a twin bill in which they split the games. Now, Frank Pinky Higgins, 8 hits in the first game led to an 8-3 victory for Boston. And he went 4-for-4 in the second game, keeping that perfect slate for the day. And we have a great article on Pinky Higgins in that fantastic game from the June 22nd, 1938 edition of the Atlanta Constitution, Atlanta, Georgia, compliments of newspapers.com. There in all its glory on the jerseydispatch.com article that dates to this June 21st. Make sure you check that out. Now, June 21st, 1939, the New York Yankees announced that number 4, Lou Gehrig, would be retiring from baseball after doctors revealed he had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, better known today as Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, Gehrig died on June 2nd, 1941, just days before his 38th birthday. What a sad day in New York and in the world there when you had a sports legend suffering from such a crippling disease. And we pray for those that have that today and hope that a cure is very imminent to help cure this. Now, June 21st, 1950, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio hit a milestone almost literally as he reached his 2,000th hit in the MLB as the Yankees defeated the Cleveland Indians on that day 8-2 in Cleveland. And on June 21st, 1964, Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Jim Bunning, number 14 on your roster, threw a perfect game from the mound as the Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets 6-0 on Father's Day at Shea Stadium. We're sure glad that you could join us here for another sports break and enjoyed a little bit of history and fun with us today with some great stories from the past. Hope you'll do it each and every day here on Sports Break on the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.